So hello everybody and welcome back to Recreation North Training Program. This is our second conference call for our L101 Identify Your Leadership Strengths. And I'm way west of you, long ways away, where it's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'd like to acknowledge I'm hosting this call from the traditional territory of Tongan First Nation and Pawn Clocking Council. And when you went to Alaska, you would have like flown right overhead probably. So maybe you waved at me as you went over. So I'm just going to start off. I'm going to ask Henry if he has any announcements that he wants to make first. And then we'll just do a quick round of hellos because you're probably missing people that you've spent lots of time with over the last month. So Henry, anything, any announcements or anything that you'd like to make at the beginning of the call?
Thanks, Sarah. So I think the only one that I wanted just to start off with was just the community engagement project report. So I was able to send that to everybody. I haven't received many or at all, I should say, but they are due today. So if you haven't submitted those, please submit them by tomorrow, the latest, because it is going to be a long weekend coming up, and that is needed for you to complete the entire program. So if you guys don't have those forms or if you need them resent, just let me know. But we have, if you can, send them by today or latest by tomorrow, okay? But yeah, I'll pass it on over to Carolyn and I'll kind of wrap up with my final notes at the end of the call here as well.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks, Henry. Okay, well, let's do a round of welcome back introductions. Feels like a long time ago that I met almost all of you in Iqaluit, and the weather's changed a lot, at least for me, since then. So hopefully you're getting a little bit of warmer, sunnier weather where you're at, and it's not minus 40 and blizzardy anymore. So let's go around our circle. I'll tell you what order we're going to go in. It's just basically I've got everyone listed by community order on a piece of paper, starting with Arvia. So that would be Mark and Sam first, and then working down to Baker Lake, and then Chesterfield, and then Kingite, and Pond Inlet. I think that's who's all on the call. So when you introduce yourself, I'm just interested to hear from you what you've learned about yourself as a leader in your experiences through the Youth Ambassador Program. And if you can't think if I'm putting you on the spot, you're welcome to pass to say, hey, this is in your name. And say, I can't think of what that might be right now, but maybe we'll come back to it. Or just say, hi, this is so-and-so, and one of the things I've learned about myself as a leader is, you know, it could be something like maybe I actually have a bit more confidence than what I thought I did, or I feel better at being able to talk to people I don't know. So you can answer whatever comes to mind. So, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot, if you don't mind. I know you're pretty good at being put on the spot. So we'll go from Mark, and then Sam, I'll invite you if you want to jump in. You're welcome to. And then Harriet, and then the Chesterfield crew, and you guys can decide. If you're all in the same room, you can point fingers at who goes first, second, and third. So over to you, Mark. Just say hi, everybody, and what is one thing you've learned about yourself as a leader over the past 6 months, I guess, since you started the Youth Ambassador Program?
Hi, everyone. My name is Mark, right? And one thing I learned in this program, or what we did, is I gained more experience in leading in, like, leading a team, or being a team leader, or, like, helping out with in people in need.
That's great. I like you said a couple of things there, Mark. So you talked about a team. So as leading as part of a team means a lot about working together with other people. And then leading also means like stepping up to guide activities and make sure that they work according to how you plan. So thanks for that. Sam, I know you're on the call, so I'm just going to invite you to jump in. And maybe you could just say something you've noticed in the Youth Ambassadors in Arvia as far as how they've you don't have to pick on one, just is there a characteristic or something that you've noticed that has really developed over the last 6 months as far as their leadership skills? Yeah, I think it's been pretty cool to watch their confidence grow. It seems like I've been kind of tasking them with different things around our school and the community as well, on top of their engagement project, and just seeing their confidence grow each time has been pretty cool.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go to Harriet, and then we'll go to everyone in Chesterfield. So, Harriet, just if you want to say hi to everybody, and then what's something that you've noticed about yourself as a leader, or that something that might have changed or grown or over the last 6 months?
Hey, guys, it's Harriet. One thing I noticed is that my confidence, like, went up after the program, like during the program, I mean.
That's great, thank you. And it's good when you feel confident. It's easier to do things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to Chesterfield. I think there's three or four of you there, and maybe, I don't know if Glenn's still there or not, but maybe you can all look at each other, and one person can jump in first, and then the others can share after that.
Hello, I have volunteered as tribute. This is Kaya. Kevin is here, by the way.
Okay.
What I've learned about myself throughout this is one not-so-good thing. I get very bossy when I'm hungry, and I feel like everybody in the program has realized this, that I get bossy and scary when I'm hungry. And I enjoyed talking to the older people when we were doing the booth and when I was volunteering for volleyball. Like, I just enjoyed informing people, especially older people, about what we do as ambassadors. So, yeah.
That's great. Did you have a lot of questions? Did people ask you lots of questions?
Yeah, a lot of, well, the main questions were, where is Nunavut? But then it was, what's the youth ambassador program? And then I feel like I explained it very well, and it was really nice.
That's great. So you were an ambassador for the program and for your territory.
Yeah.
And hopefully the food wasn't too bad, because Mark said it wasn't that great, so...
We all know how angry I was about the turkey bacon. I was
okay, thanks. Thanks, Tyler. So you point the finger at somebody else now.
Karen.
Hi. my name is Karen. What I learned about myself is, while I'm not a great leader, this experience helped me learn how to become a better one, and I'm trying to use what I've learned and apply it from things I have to do in the community currently, and it's actually going well, so I appreciate the experience.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that, Erin. And you just said actually one thing that is a quality of a really great leader. Is a great leader always knows that there's room to grow and develop. And you just explained that about yourself. So, you know, congratulations. That's really important quality to recognize. And so now you get to point the finger at either Kevin or Kaya.
One thing I learned about myself is I'm not a big fan of curving. And if I'm in the program next year, I hope I'm not put in any shifts with curving.
Is it just too slow? What was it you didn't like about curling?
Curling is not that good at it. And the program was when my shifts weren't on for them.
So in other words, for you as a leader, it's easier to be a leader when you like the activities that you're doing. Is that kind of right?
I teamwork as a leader with anything I'm put with.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Thank you. Okay, I guess you get to point the finger over to Kevin to jump in.
A God, leader experiences, good things you've learned, and bad things will curly go.
Bad things will curly.
Say something.
The good things I learned about that is, the good thing I learned about myself is that I know I have the patience to hold a door for 1 hour.
Really? That's a long time. That's a really good quality, though. Sometimes as leaders, you have to be very patient. So, thank you. Is Glenn there? Or has Glenn...
Yeah, I'm here, Carol.
Okay, Glenn, I'm going to invite you.
Not like we got a bunch of ungrateful turkeys from Chester.
Okay. I enjoyed myself. This was a really fun experience.
I think it's probably dinner time.
Yeah, we might have some hangry kids. One thing that I did learn throughout the entire program, but especially about our Chester contingent, was that initially there's a lot of reservations or hesitation about being and doing things sort of independently. So we were in another country, and we were tasked. This year, our stations were all over the place. So last year during the program, we all kind of traveled as a group and did things as a group, so there wasn't really a lot of independence. But this year, our group had to travel to different groups, some alone, some in pairs, some in groups of four or five, or even six. And there was a lot of hesitation on Sunday night when we were going through what the tasks were. And I said to some of our group, I was like, look, by Wednesday, you're upset and stuff. You're not sure you can do it, but I was like, by Wednesday, you probably won't want to leave. And that came true. What I was proud of was that our group learned how to navigate the city by themselves and get on buses and learn how to ask questions for themselves. And so I saw a tremendous amount of growth with them in that respect.
That's really great, because that's a skill in and of itself that, especially living in the north, is sometimes hard to do. You know, you go out, I know Alaska's the north, but it's still south for and west. So being able to be more independent is definitely, and that builds your confidence too. So thanks for sharing that, Glenn. I take it you got to go with them.
I did get to go with them, yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. Okay, so we're going to go from Athena to Tim, Kelly, and then Catherine. And so again, the question is, just what have you learned about yourself as a leader over the last 6 months?
Tim, you go first.
Tim and Kelly, are you guys still on?
Hi, it's Kelly. Tim wants to pass. He said, I forgot already. I think some of the things seem so long ago. But I do want to give a shout out to Sam and Glenn for looking after my kiddos when they were gone. I wasn't able to go. But going all the way back to the community engagement project, I don't know if we talked about this before, but I was really, really impressed with how well they organized everything. We did two different weekends, and the kids were little, grade 3 and 4, and they did a really good job of that. So that definitely wasn't something I thought they would have been capable with at the very beginning of the year, but they pulled it off very well.
That is great. It's really neat to see that change and that growth. So tell your group congratulations. And Tim, totally okay if you want to, you know, share with Kelly on your own what you learned that time too. So let's go to Athena.
Hi. The thing I've sorry. The thing I've learned about myself while I was in Alaska, that I've gained more confidence in being around a lot of people and, like, talking more to them, and I've got a lot of patience now. Well, yeah.
That's great.
I can't really
well, that's great.
Right now because I'm in work, so...
That's okay. You can pass when I ask you questions. That's totally okay. Or if you need to go, we understand too. But again, congratulations on being promoted at work, because that definitely shows leadership skills too. So thank you. Thanks for sharing with us. And then let's go to Catherine, and then I'll ask if anybody else has joined the call while we were doing our round. So Catherine, if you just want to say hello and let everybody know if something comes to mind, what you've noticed about yourself as a leader, what might have changed over the last 6 months.
Hi, everyone. It's Catherine. I've definitely gained a lot more confidence, and I realize I'm very independent because I walked alone in America like 10 minutes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Was it a little scary at first going there?
Yeah.
Well, good. You guys did it. You accomplished a lot. You know, overcoming things that you're perhaps afraid of, or perhaps that are different to what you're used to doing, talking to people that you're not used to talking to, those are all really great ways to develop as a leader and feel stronger and more confident about who you are. Did I miss anybody on our round of introductions that might be on the call that I didn't ask if you wanted to chat?
Hi, it's Tanisha here. I just joined a while ago. I was a bit late.
That's okay. Hi, Tanisha. What we were doing was just saying hello to everybody. And my question was, is there anything you've noticed about yourself that's changed or grown as a leader, or your leadership qualities over the last 6 months, whether it was just from going to the games or if you're doing your community engagement project?
Quite a few things. Actually, I learned a lot more about communication. Like, while we were in Alaska, you had to talk to quite a lot of people and do a lot of work, so there was a lot of talking with a bunch of people. And kind of more of just putting yourself out there more and not being afraid to speak up.
That's great. And I imagine that some of you might be, like, if you're finishing high school, you might be looking at leaving your communities for a little bit, to whether it's to go out to school somewhere else or to go have different experiences. And so these experiences that you've had through your community engagement project and by traveling to Alaska will really help you with that. So thank you for sharing. So I just wanted to take you all the way back to, like, October when you started this program. So a long time ago, it feels like, we talked about leadership qualities. And we talked about how anyone might be a leader, but not everybody sees themselves as one. And at that time, you guys described people who were leaders in your own lives and talked about how the Youth Ambassador Program could help you become a more confident leader. And now we've just jumped ahead 6 months from October, and you've shared your experiences and you've explained how this program and what you've done through the program has helped you build your confidence, has helped you understand yourself as a leader. So big congratulations. If you're on the phone with somebody else, like in person, give them a big pat on the back. Otherwise, give yourself a big pat on the back or a thumbs up or high five. So what we need to do to wrap up the program, as Henry mentioned, you do need to submit your community engagement project report, but we also do a part where we ask you to develop a leadership growth plan. And a long time ago, we used to do it at the beginning, but now we do it at the end because it's something that you guys can do and think about, what's next for me as a leader in my life? And so before I get into explaining that, what I wanted to touch on is, I think it was Catherine who, back in October, asked about some of the different jobs. Like a couple of people asked me about jobs and how you get into recreation and sport and things like that. So I wanted to explain that we have something called competencies, and you might hear about those at school, but when I think about competencies, I think about things that I know and things that I can do. And if you want to work in the field of recreation and sport, we develop these competencies, we learn things, and we get to practice doing them, and we become better each time we do it. So some of you have done several community engagement projects, and your abilities to plan them out, to be a leader, to run them, to make them be successful, to make sure that nobody gets hurt, to make sure you have the right materials, those improve every time you do it. So that's called like strengthening your competencies, or the competencies, the knowledge and skills that you need. So across Canada, the recreation field has lots of people who volunteer in it, like yourself, and it also provides jobs for many young adults. So community leaders are important because they provide opportunities for children and youth to be involved in recreation and sport. And it sounds like that's what you guys did in Kainite for your community engagement project. You provided some opportunities for kids that didn't have them otherwise in their community. So that's really admirable. So thank you for doing that. A long time ago, recreation began as something that people who lived in communities volunteered to do. And they volunteered to do it because it made their communities better places to live and better places for them to raise their children. And you can see that by your community engagement projects, you've contributed to making your communities a better place. About 50 years ago, so that would like be like when Kelly and I, around the time we were born, but not for the rest of you guys. About 50 years ago, people wanted to start having more recreation facilities and things like that. And so the government actually had a lot of money back then, and they started building things like pools and arenas and gyms and stuff like that. But facilities like those things, as you might know, make recreation pretty expensive. So because it got more and more expensive to offer recreation, the governments across the country had to start charging money for people to participate in recreation so they could cover the costs. So I'm sure you can imagine what happened. People who had money got to play and participate, while people who didn't have a lot of spare money couldn't. And that was kind of a sad part that happened with recreation. We really believe in the recreation field, that everybody should have a chance to play and participate, whether it's in sport or recreation. But as we even talked about when we were in Iqaluit, some things like hockey are really expensive, so it's hard to participate. So by volunteering in your community and by creating opportunities for kids that don't cost anything for them to participate, you're making recreation what we call more accessible for everybody. And that is one of the things that is so important about recreation and sport, is making opportunities that everyone can join, even if they can't afford to. So thank you for doing that through your community engagement projects. I want you to think for a moment about how important the people are in our communities. So something I often think about is when we have training, like we do through the Recreation North training program, we have more capacity, and you're probably wondering, what does capacity mean? Well, capacity just means that if we have more trained people like yourselves, then we can offer more opportunities for children and adults and elders to participate in recreation and sport. So I remember hearing from Kainite how there are no recreation opportunities for children in grades 3 and 4. So that means you don't have, your community doesn't have the capacity to offer those programs. So you guys saw the need and you stepped in and you offered them. So that's so important. So you might, I think we've also talked about the word competency. Yeah, go ahead.
Caroline, sorry to interrupt you, but there's been an incident at work, so I have to step out and go handle it.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Go. Bye, everyone.
Don't apologize. Go and look after what you need to. Bye, Athena.
Love you, Athena.
You guys. Love you guys, too. Bye.
Love you guys, too.
Bye.
Bye, I love you.
That's one of the things about being a leader, right? Sometimes you have to deal with tough things too. So really important. So just coming back to that word competency, competency is something that isn't just associated with recreation and being a recreation or sport leader. We use it in all types of work, like for electricians, for teachers, for people who drive vehicles, like the water trucks in your communities. And there are even competencies that we do in our own personal lives, like preparing healthy meals or like being part of a team. So there's lots of different ways that we feel confident because of what we can do and what we've learned how to do in our roles as leaders. So if anybody's interested in getting into recreation and sport a little bit more, like maybe moving into it as a job, like a summer job or an after-school job or things like that, what you might be interested in doing is activity number 4 that's in the RL 101 learning event. And I'll send you an email after our call with a link to that. And what it does is it just introduces some of the things that we need to know and some of the things we need to be able to do when we work in recreation. And if you're looking for work, you guys already know some of those things. And so those are things, this training is something you can put on your resumes as you go into your communities and beyond and look for work. So what I just want to come back to, we had a round and we talked about what you've learned about yourself as a leader. But now I'm wondering if what you think of as leadership has changed at all. So do you understand leadership? And this might be a hard question to answer, but if you think back to October, so try to make yourself go backwards to October, what you thought might happen could have been different to what has happened. So you learned something about yourself as a leader, but leadership in general, have you learned anything else about what it is to be, not for you, but for people to lead in different roles in the communities? Or have you learned, for example, that maybe being a leader isn't always about being in charge? Sometimes it's about being the quiet person, encouraging people to do things from the sidelines, like a coach. So let's just go around our circle. I'm not going to put Mark on the spot this time. I'm going to put Chesterfield on the spot because there's a whole bunch of you all together. So you can point fingers and one person can talk for everybody if you want. But how has your understanding of leadership in general changed over the last 6 months? What's different? Anything? So let's go to Chesterfield and then we'll go Athena. Oh, no, Athena jumped off. Chesterfield and then Kelly, Tanisha, Catherine, Mark, and Harriet. So go ahead.
Hi, it's Kailak. What I've learned as a leader, as like becoming a leader, is you really need to prepare for every little thing, and you have to have a lot of patience. And I think I got a little better near the end of it. And I also, this is a side, but I thought I was gonna die. I thought I was gonna die when we first got to Alaska when they said about the bus schedules. But I was really proud of myself for figuring it out. But yeah, I think patience is a big thing, and A, B, and C.
That's great. So I'm just curious, when you see other people now in your community as a leader, do you notice whether they show that characteristic of patience or not in their leadership roles? Maybe it's a teacher that you see or a coach that you have.
I think of my hockey coach, and he doesn't have a lot of patience. Well, not that we see him, he's really funny and sarcastic, but I think he has patience for us, but it comes out in hilarious jokes that he throws at us when we're on the ice. But I look up to him, and that's what I kind of wanted to be like during the game. Like, I thought of my coach, Russell.
That's great. It's nice to have that role model in your mind. So, and it's just interesting to notice that maybe something stands out for you as patience, but maybe you don't notice it in the other person. And that's okay, too, because there's a lot of different leadership qualities. So thanks a lot, Kyla. Who's next in Chester?
Someone.
And if you need to, you can pass on the question. If nobody else has anything to add, that's okay too. Just say we pass. But again, the question was, you know, in general, what might have changed? Yeah. So since October, how has your understanding of leadership changed? Like, so Kailak mentioned some, you know, the need for patience and preparation. So maybe you didn't recognize those characteristics back in October, but through the experiences, you realize those are important characteristics or their qualities that go along with being a leader or leadership. Is there anything else that stands out? Not necessarily about yourself. It could be about each other, too.
I thought that to be a leader, you need to be more serious, but I realized that you can still be a leader and, like, have fun with it at the same time.
Awesome. I like that. Yeah, so sometimes I think, you know, you got to put your serious face on when you're a leader, but that you can actually have fun. So that also links to what Kyla just said about the coach, right, her hockey coach. So thank you. Anything else from you guys in Chester? Anything else that you've noticed that you maybe thought this was leadership, but you got a little bit of a different idea now about what leadership is about?
The rest of the Chester Mute are stumped. So.
Sometimes leaders get asked hard questions and they don't know the answers, and that's okay too. There's lots of times where I have to say, I don't know the answer to that question. And that's also being honest and being a good leader too. So no worries if you don't know the answer to my question. That's great. Thank you. Let's go on to Kelly. For yourself and Tim, I don't know if you had a chance to talk about this while everybody else was chatting, but do you think that, how do you think your crews or your team's understanding of what leadership is might have changed?
Hi. I think not that much since the beginning. Like, they all recognize that you need skills, that you need planning. I think it sounds like everybody had a challenging time at first in Alaska, like figuring out schedules and where to be and when, but Tim doesn't want to add anything else. I think he's really tired.
I guess. Maybe by Tim's being tired, Tim's telling us too that sometimes being a leader is exhausting and you need a break.
Yeah.
Agreeing.
Yeah, it is. On. Yeah. He's nodding.
And actually, good leaders know when they need to take a break. So if you're finding that you're overwhelmed with things, and even if you're running programs or you're coaching, things like that, there's times sometimes when you need to step away and take a break because you need to look after yourself as well. And so, Timmy might not have said that, but by what he just communicated with Kelly, that's a really good point. So, thank you. Let's go to Tanisha, and then we're going to go to Catherine, Mark, and Harriet. So, again, if you don't know the answer, that's okay. I'm just wondering if anything about your understanding of leadership has changed over the last 6 months. Any thoughts, Tanisha?
I would say that teamwork is a big thing because I didn't really see teamwork as much of a big leader part, but when we left to Alaska, it was the most important part, I think, because we were all working together and we all had someone with us, and the communication between us kind of had, like, I don't know how to explain the communication, but it was great, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. So leadership is sometimes a little bit fluid. Sometimes it's with one person, and then sometimes there's a lot of reliance on how you work with other people. So thank you. Catherine, how about yourself? Yeah. Do you have, has anything changed for you in regards to your understanding of leadership in general, not just about yourself, but in relation to other people?
Yeah, just like what Kayalov said, you need a lot of patience and you need to prepare and not do it last minute. And definitely communication.
That's great, thank you. So it, some of those skills that, you know, you sort of develop, you become more confident, it's easier to communicate better when you're more confident. So thanks Catherine. Mark and then we'll go to Harriet. So Mark, any thoughts about how your overall understanding of leadership has changed over the last 6 months?
You gotta plan ahead of time, and planning ahead of time and guiding other people to make the right decision and inspiring the people around you to make the right choice.
Yeah, that sounds like a big role for you have to be very positive probably. You have to kind of know where you're going, which involves planning ahead of time and then working with people around you. So thanks, Mark. Harriet, how about do you have any thoughts on maybe how your understanding of leadership in general has changed?
I don't think I really have anything to add other than what the others have said.
I know it's hard being left to the end of the circle, so thank you. I won't do that for our next round. Thanks, everybody. Sam, I didn't ask you if you wanted to jump in. I don't know if you have anything to share, any thoughts about what you've noticed about their understanding of leadership, how it might have grown or changed.
I think probably one of the biggest changes is they really got to put to action the skills that are needed to be a leader so they can truly understand why those skills are needed, as opposed to before when we were having our conversations, they might have understood that these skills are necessary traits of leaders, but now they've been able to see why.
That's a good point, and learning, being able to put what you're learning into action and using it is just such a great way to reinforce that learning, so thank you. Okay, so I just have a couple of the other points, and then we'll talk about your last required learning activity. So I just want you to keep in mind that being a leader is something that you're going to explore and work on throughout your life. Being open to learning and growing will support you on your journey. And if you're interested in the field of recreation and sport a little bit more, you're welcome to continue with the Recreation North training program. All of you have finished 4 learning events, which all count towards what we call a Certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership. And there's 12 learning events you need to do to earn your certificate, but you're already more than 30% of the way there. So if you feel like you'd like to carry on, it would be in September, earning your recreation certificate, please let Henry or myself know, and we'll work with you to figure out what that might look like. There are some fees attached to it, but the Recreation and Parks Association of Nunavut offers scholarships to people that are doing recreation in their community and taking also the Rec North training. So if you're interested, just let me know. You don't have to let me know now. You could let me know next month or the month after, or you could let Henry know. So to wrap up, I guess I've got one more question for everybody, but maybe I'll explain what your required learning activity is first. So what I'd like you to do between now and next week, you might want to actually do it next week because you probably have your community engagement project to do now. But you're asked to develop a leadership growth plan. And there is a template for it. That might sound really overwhelming, but it's actually just a couple of key questions where you talk about where your strengths are and where you want to keep growing as a leader. So it's not quite as bad as what it sounds when I say leadership growth plan. You can use the template that we have, or I'd also invite you to try using your own design. You might want to draw a picture or do some artwork, or I've had people create a song that goes along with it. So if you want to be creative, you certainly can. Some of you who took this program last year might remember preparing a growth plan about a year ago. And I usually keep those, but for some reason I think that they probably went to Henry and then came to me, so I actually can't find them. But I do have the comments that I made back to you after you shared them to me. So I will make sure I send those to you individually, and then you can maybe remember what you wrote last year, and then you can see what you might think of now for the next year coming up. Because a growth plan is something that where you set some goals for yourself to continue growing as a leader. So you've just gone through the Youth Ambassador Program, but what are you going to do next? So what's next for you? What are you going to do this summer, next fall? What sorts of things are important for you to keep growing as a leader? And that's what we're going to look for your last required learning activity, and that and also your community engagement project report are required for completing the program. So let's just think now, you've shared sort of how you've changed as a leader. You've shared how your understanding of leadership has changed. Now I'm going to ask you to think about, is there one thing that you might want to do moving forward or in the future that will help you continue to grow as a leader? So my question is, and I'm going to go to Kelly, maybe you and Tim can think about this and you can help share an answer. And if not, that's okay, you guys can pass, or you can just reflect on it for your whole team in K-Night. The question is, how will you or your team continue to grow as a leader? So we'll start with K-Night, and then we'll go to Tanisha, Catherine, Mark, Harriet, and then Chesterfield.
Okay, I'll start. Tim actually had to go. He got a message. He had to take the snow machine home for the 3 years.
Okay.
But it's interesting because just before he went, we were talking about what he wants to do, and he talked about wanting to become a teacher. And I was like, you'd be an amazing teacher, and you need massive leadership skills to do that, and planning and patience. So it was interesting that we talked about that before your question. I know he's graduating this year, but Asina and Dennis are both leaders in the school in how they act with the other students. Dennis is big in hockey. He's a massive leader there because he's one of the few that's been going all the way through. And Asina already has an adult role, as you can, in her work. So I think they're all doing leadership in their own ways already, and they'll just get better at it, I think.
That's great. So for when they work on their leadership growth plan, you might want to just sit down with them, and if they have really big goals, like becoming a teacher, maybe you can break it down into something that is a goal for the first year, like from now
for next
until
year, yeah.
Next spring. Yeah.
And
just focus
awesome.
On
Thank
that
you.
So that it's a bit more manageable. It's almost like a career development plan in a way, but not exactly.
Yes.
It's just about being a leader. So.
Thanks,
yeah. Kelly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Tanisha, I'm going to ask you, is there one thing that you think you might decide to do or choose to do to continue growing as a leader?
I was actually been thinking about becoming a cop for a while, so like I kind of want to do things for my community and other communities in Nunavut.
That's great. And do you have some sort of things that can set you off down that path, like a couple of steps that you can do in the next 3 months or 6 months to start you off in that direction?
There's quite a few training programs that I could apply to. I have some pamphlets that I could look online and kind of get to know more about that workplace.
That's great. Well, see if you can describe that in your leadership growth plan then, because even if it's finding out about what opportunities are there, that's something that you're going to do to think about where you're going and how you're going to continue to grow as a leader. So thank you for sharing. Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, do you have an idea about how you might continue to grow as a leader? It could be something big. It could be something small.
Yeah, either or maybe both. A volleyball coach and an MLA.
That's great. So one's probably one that you can do sooner than, and one over the next. Like, do you have to be a certain age to be an MLA?
I think it's 18 and over.
Great. So in your leadership growth plan, maybe pick one of those two things and describe some of the steps that might help you get there. Doesn't have to be everything, just a couple of steps. Thank you, Catherine. Okay, let's go to Mark and then Harriet and Chesterfield. So, Mark, how do you think you might continue to grow as a leader? Like, what's one thing you could do?
This has been in my mind for a while. I've been wanting to become a hockey coach, and because the coaches here in my community are not so reliable, and I want to finish high school and go to a very nice hockey college or university somewhere down south.
So somewhere where you can play or somewhere where you can learn to coach the other players?
Learn to coach.
That's great. So if that's sort of a goal for you, maybe you can work with Sam to break that down into, are there a couple of manageable steps that you can do, you know, in the next few months and then a few months after that? So what are some of the things that you would need to do to lead towards that? You don't have to create the whole plan, just a couple of sort of steps in that direction. Sam, are you okay? Like, I don't know if you have anything to sort of share with how you think the crew in RVX might continue to grow in their leadership ways. Are you comfortable helping them with their leadership growth plans, or do you have any questions?
No, I think I kind of went through the growth plan with Sheila last year, so I have an initial understanding of it, and those three are pretty good at working through their thoughts with me, so I think together we can put a plan together.
That's great, and they can totally... They can personalize it, too, in whatever way makes the most sense. It doesn't have to be using exactly what's laid out. So that's totally fine, too. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank you.
Harriet, I'm just wondering, do you have something that comes to mind about what you might choose to do over the next 6 or 12 months to continue growing as a leader?
Well, I know that, like, when I'm finished school, I was thinking of maybe coaching basketball or soccer or, you know, something like that.
That's
and
great. And I think maybe teacher, or... Yeah, so when you work on your leadership growth plan, just pick one thing that you can work towards. It doesn't have to be something that seems overwhelming right at the beginning, but maybe, you know, if you want to get more into coaching, what would be something you could do in the next year? It might be take a coaching course. It might be, I think you've been volunteering coaching, so it might be to do more of that. You see what works for you and decide what would be the next step for you then to continue growing as a leader. Okay, and then I'll open up the floor to those of you on the phone in Chesterfield. And again, you can choose to jump in whatever order, but I'm just curious, how do each of you in Chesterfield feel like you might do one thing that you might do over the next year to help you grow as a leader?
Hi. I haven't thought for the next year, but I want to become a politician for Indigenous rights when I'm older. So I'll have to figure out what kind of courses I'll have to take in college. So that's what I'm going to be figuring out next year when I'm in grade 12, and then going off from there.
That's great. So if you're going into grade 12 and that's something that you're interested in, maybe there's an opportunity to go to a conference or to some type of event or something where you meet other young people that are interested in, you know, advocating for Indigenous rights or lands or whatever it happens to be. And so that could be something that you might decide to do over the next year, is look for an opportunity like that. How about for Aaron or Kevin or Kayak? Do you guys have anything that you are thinking about that will help you continue to grow as a leader?
Just over the next few years, I want to become a coach for Arctic sports, and I want to see more kids playing and joining the winter games for Arctic sports event, and I want to help them get better than they ever were and get healthy and grow as an athlete and person.
That's great. So, like, you just reminded me of when we were in Iqaluit and we were talking about the guy from Alaska, right? And he wanted to beat his dad's record in knuckle hop. Did you get to see any of that when you were in Alaska?
I saw my little brother compete in arm pull.
Awesome. You must be really
be a coach for the next winter games this year.
That's great. Well, that's a, you know, and that's so important because then you're bringing those opportunities to people that are younger than you. So thank you for sharing that, Kayak. Kevin or Aaron, did you want to jump in, or are you just listening to everybody? The question was, how will you continue to grow as a leader?
It's Aaron. Over the next couple of years, I'm going to college in September, so I might be a little busy, but after that, I hope that I can use what I've learned from college to better help my community and the people within it.
That's great. And yeah, going to college is a leadership experience in itself. So you will definitely find many opportunities to grow as a leader when you go out to school. So thank you. Kevin, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Kevin, in terms of his leadership, is hoping to go to a music program in a college or university and would like to start his own band.
Oh, that's great. And that is, you can motivate people and inspire people and be a leader through music. So thank you, Kevin. Thanks for jumping in, Glenn. Okay, well, I just saw the clock change on my computer to the hour, so I will wrap up our call. I'm sure you guys are all hungry, hopefully not hangry, but it's been great talking to you again. You all know how to get a hold of me if there's anything I can ever do to help support you in your journey in recreation and sport. I look forward, your community engagement project reports go to Henry, and your leadership growth plans come to me. If that's kind of confusing, just send it to whoever and we'll figure it out between us. So thank you so much for joining the call today. I know you're probably pretty tired from all your activities over the last month or more. And if you can take a moment to share your feedback on the learning event, that would be great. And I'm happy to stay on the line if anybody has any questions. So Kwana, Anakamik, Gyanamik, and have a great rest of the school year. Henry, did you want to wrap up the call at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a couple quick notes